Good morning, Sonny.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, Sonny. Let's get right to it. We're going to do this in two parts. This part is going to be about Baltimore, and then after the break, we're going to talk about the Bill Cosby case. Baltimore, you said on The View that while you didn't want to throw the other prosecutor under the bus, talking about my homegirl, Marilyn Mosby, you said that the haste decision may not have been wise, especially if none of the cops were found guilty and people in Baltimore felt that they don't have justice. I say she had only two decisions. She had only two options, either rush and get somebody indicted to calm the people down, because not only in Baltimore, but the entire nation, everything was going down at the time, or rush to get somebody indicted and maybe not prosecute, but it was going to be a ticking time bomb, especially coming into the summer if you didn't do something.
You know, I think a lot of people felt that way, but with my background as a prosecutor, I know, Tom, for a fact that prosecution and politics shouldn't be joined. And so even though you have this political unrest, you have people that want justice, a prosecutor's job is to look at the facts and make the best case possible. And those cases take a lot of time. You know, she got the information from the medical examiner on the same day that she chose to indict or charge these six officers. And I'm not suggesting that they shouldn't have been charged, because there's no question that Freddie Gray, a young man, was in good health before he got into police custody and somehow ended up with spinal injuries while in police custody. So we all know in our community that the police acted illegally, criminally, inappropriately. But if you truly are seeking justice, you've got to take your time, Tom. You got to make sure that those cases are airtight. And it's very difficult to prosecute police officers because historically, juries don't find them guilty. And so what you typically do, and this is kind of inside baseball, but you got to get one of the other police officers to testify against his or her buddies. That's how you make those cases. She wasn't able to do that because she charged them so quickly. So now you have six officers on trial with no eyewitness testimony. Those kinds of cases are so difficult to prove. And I think in that haste to try to make sure that Baltimore, the unrest stopped, she may have traded, you know, politics for justice.
How do you get away from politics?
Why do you call unrest in the streets politics?
What I'm saying is that
people were rioting. People were. People.
No, that's yeah, not. That's. People, I don't think that's what you. Well, Sonny, you say.
What I'm saying is, when you have that kind of unrest, that's a job for the police department. That's a job for the mayor's office. That is not the job of a prosecutor. The job of a prosecutor is to seek the truth, seek justice, and make sure that those people that are guilty are found guilty. You want to give people justice. And again, like I said on The View, I don't want to put my fellow prosecutor under the bus, because I know that she's young. I know that she's inexperienced in this position. And I know that I believe that her heart is in the right place and was in the right place. But you got to take your time. Justice sometimes takes time. And I think the decision was made too quickly.
Do you think that the gamble that paid off with this last officer, Nero, will be one that the others will probably, or at least take a closer look at, having a bench trial as opposed to a jury trial?
I think so. You know, historically, judges can look at the facts and put emotion aside. If you're the prosecution in this case, you want to try these cases in front of a jury, mm-hmm. because you want to pull on the heartstrings of each and every citizen of Baltimore and have them feel the pain of this family, feel the pain of the community. A judge isn't going to do that. Even Judge Barry Williams, who, by the way, is a friend of mine. We clerked for Judge Bell together. So I know who Barry Williams. And, you know, even a judge like Barry, who is part of our community, who I'm sure was out at the death of Freddie Gray. He has to just look at the facts and apply the law and not let emotion take part of it. So if you're a defense attorney in this case, you don't want a jury trial. You want to try it in front of the judge.
Okay, Sonny, I'm going to go to break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the Bill Cosby case. Okay?
Or as Jay says, poor Mr. Cosby.
Okay. Sonny Hostin.